Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
These believers writing here in Hebrews, these are what these people were facing. He said that you've endured a great fight of afflictions, verse number 33. Partly, one of the reasons, partly, ye were made a gazing stock. The word gazing stock literally means a public spectacle. We get the word theatrizo. I think it's how you pronounce it. He's going to look it up for me real quick. He's the Greek guy here. Is that word for gazing stock? We have a word for that in English, theater, okay? Literally, they would bring them up on stage. They made them a gazing stock. They would take these Hebrew believers and put them made in front of them. That's what we're, a gazing stock. And we think we got problems. These are what these believers, and we wonder why they went back to temple work. Some people couldn't handle this. Loss of family as far as they disowned them. Loss of jobs. They become embarrassed everywhere they go. They became a gazing stock, literally, to bring up on a stage. Then we see both by reproaches. The word reproaches mean expression of disapproval or disappointment. Can you imagine today your family said, I'm so disappointed in you. You had so much going for you, your whole life, your whole future. I'm disappointed in you. And the other word, and disapproval. And don't we want approval from you? I just love you and think you're hunky-dory, you know. Well, that's what that word literally means when it talks about reproaches, both by reproaches, an expression of disapproval. It affect their psyche, their mentality. And it began to wear on them. And afflictions. The word afflictions, again, means oppressing together under great pressure. Now, this is a different word, interesting. Temple, are you looking at your Greek? Okay. It's a different word of affliction in verse number 32 as it is in verse number 33 in the Greek language. It has a little different meaning. Is that right? Okay. The word afflictions here in verse number 32 means sufferings. The word afflictions in verse number 33 means oppressing together under great pressure. But yet, remember, talk about that hupomeno, they were able to stand up under that great pressure. Many of us, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, we get out of here. Okay, these people were staying with it, and Paul was encouraging them. Well, it don't sound very encouraging to me. Well, let's continue on. Oh, let me finish rest of this. And partly, while ye became companions of them that were so used, the word, it talks about the word companions means partners and sharers together. When they were not being persecuted themselves, these believers, they courageously identified with the other believers who were being persecuted and stood with them. A lot of people would say today, I'm behind you, way behind you. You know what I'm talking about? That's what this means here. Literally, they stood with them, enduring the companions of them that were so used. They shared together with them. When they suffered, they came along beside them. I can just imagine when somebody stole or robbed them of their belongings, here this other family come and, hey, we'll share together. By the way, shouldn't we do that today? When somebody's in need, 1 John, I'm paraphrasing it, I don't want to turn. If we see our brother in need and we have it in our power to give to him and we don't, where's it? Let me read that. I'll find it. It's in chapter 3. No. Help me out. I know this is being brought. Somebody help me. It's in first. I want to say it was 3. Oh, here it is. Who said 17? Okay. I thought we said chapter 2. It's in chapter number 3. Okay. Verse number 17. But whoso hath this world's good and sees his brother have need and shut up of his bowels, his heart of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? This is what it's talking about to the Hebrew people. were in verse number 33, they became companions of them that were also suffering. They were partial. They shared together. They didn't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. God bless you. Be filled." And you know, a lot of us say, "Well, I'll be praying for you." That doesn't fill their belly. You know what I'm saying? What a tremendous, and he's encouraging them here. Verse number 34. "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds." Again, this is why, another reason I believe Paul wrote the book. Paul was in and out of prison. And so Paul was writing, he said the word compassion literally means you have this, that Greek word sympatheo, to sympathize with, to be affected with the same feeling as another. When they hurt, we hurt with them. Real sympathy. And that's what this means. "For you had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully," wow, "joyfully the spoiling of your goods." Most of us, if this was to happen, we'd be crying. "Oh me, why me?" But the Bible says these people did it joyfully. Because we're going to find out later why they were doing it joyfully. They knew there was something better ahead for them. "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I just can't feel at home in this world anymore." These Hebrew, when things were taken from them, they didn't cry the blues. "Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all." No, the Bible says joyfully. Again, this just went in my head. "Nanny, nanny, boo-boo, you can't hurt me. You can take all, but you can't take my soul. Fear not what man can do to you, but fear God, that one who can." This is good stuff. Remember, this, he's encouraging them in the midst of, and we think we got problems. I hear it every week. And here I am studying the book of Hebrews, and somebody got a, I won't say, okay, a hung toenail. Hung toenail. And here I am studying the book of Hebrews. These people had problems. I'm not saying we don't have problems. But in light of what this is taking place, they did it joyfully. And most people would quit church. "Well, I'm giving up. I thought this would be better than this." They did. What a tremendous. They did it. Is that what your Bible says? Joyfully. The spoiling. The word spoiling means robbery. They took it of your goods. Why? How could they do this? "Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." You have a possession that you can never lose. Do what they may here on earth, but you have something much better that money can't buy, where thief can't break in and steal, where rust does not corrupt. When we think of things like this in eternity, we think eternity. The here and now, when things happen to us, and I'm going to preach this morning about, the name of the message is peace. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th. Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.